Fans, hello and good afternoon, and welcome to Broncos TV On Site with Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall, and I'll tell you what, it sure feels like it's been 13 days since the Broncos played. It's been a month since the Broncos played here in this building. For the fourth time this year, the Broncos will play on a national stage tonight on Sunday Night Football. Head coach John Fox, guess what? He's 7-3 coming off of a bye. He's won his last four in a row. And before we get into what Drew Brees is all about, we talk about how this offense wants to put a full game together. The news this week at Dove Valley, of course, is a health issue that Tracy Porter is dealing with. And he kind of came out and talked to the press about that this week a little bit. Right.
Well, Chris, Tracy was diagnosed by the team's medical staff as having a seizure back in August. And he actually missed the team's game in San Diego before the bye week due to symptoms that were similar to those that he felt in August. He talked a little bit about that. The team's being extremely cautious with him. So it's still up in the air right now as we're talking whether or not Tracy will be able to suit up today. He's questionable. But even if the fans would love to see him out there, the coaches would love to see him. But even if he can't, there's a lot of talent in the secondary. I mean, it was witnessed in San Diego the last time the Broncos played. Tony Carter, Chris Harris, they both had a defensive score and two takeaways. So going to need as many bodies as they can in the secondary against this Drew Brees-led offense that is averaging more than 30 points a game this season.
One thing Tracy did say, he said, hey, look, this is scary stuff. This is something that's kind of new for him, so everyone definitely taking some caution. Now, Drew Brees, you touched on 30 points a game. Saints are coming in hot. They've won two in a row. The Broncos want to get a streak of their own going, but it's going to start with stopping Drew Brees. Earlier this week, here's defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio talking about how they're going to try and do just that.
Last 48 teams haven't figured that out. So we get our crack at him Sunday. You know, he's accurate, and they take shots down the field, and they take shots from wherever they are, you know. It could be backed up, they'll take shots. They cross midfield, they're taking shots, and they're in the red zone, they're taking shots. So they get some attempts at the end zone, and he's an accurate guy. So we just need to, you know, limit those attempts and, you know, play good defense.
That's defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio Thursday at Valley. Now, look, one way to slow Drew Brees down is keep your offense out there. Broncos last week ran only 8 offensive plays in the first quarter. They want to do a whole lot more of that, and this kind of goes towards getting a full game put together, which they're getting sick of talking about it. They're getting sick of being able to show they can come back against teams, but they don't want to be in a position this week, Gray, where they have to come back against this team.
Well, that's what Peyton Manning said all along. You know, it's great to see that we can score points when we need to, he said, but all that means is that we're not doing the things correctly in the first half if we're having to come back. So the Saints are actually third in the league in scoring, averaging 29.3 per game. The Broncos are right there, 28 points a game. So this is shaping up to potentially be a shootout, and obviously the Broncos don't want to be fall too far behind if that's the type of game this turns into tonight.
Here's Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas on how they will try to make sure the offense does play a complete game tonight against the Saints.
It's something we are addressing. You know, we're studying it, and we're, you know, trying to hard to get off to a better start. And certainly this will be a great week to do it. This is not a team that you want to fall that far behind, because they have the potential to keep scoring and keep extending that lead. So we know what kind of challenge our defense is in for. We know our offense is in for a challenge against their defense. And it sure would be nice to try to put together that 60-minute game starting this week.
I feel like they're the same as New England. And they put up a lot of points. You know, we're going to have to put up points. So I feel like it's going to be a dogfight with just who had the best offense. And, you know, I'm pretty sure our defense gets stopped. But, you know, Drew Brees is a real good quarterback, and he's smart, and he's known for putting up points on the board. So, you know, I think we got to go out as an offense and try to put together a drive every time we was on the field and get points.
That's Peyton Manning and DT this week down at Dove Valley, and that'll do it for us here tonight on Broncos TV On Site. Thanks so much for joining us. Kickoff tonight at 6:30. Inactive should come out not long after this video makes it to DenverBroncos.com, and of course, pregame, during the game, and of course, after the game, DenverBroncos.com will have you covered on everything that happens tonight as the Broncos take on the Saints. For Greg Caldwell, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for watching. Enjoy the game.